We are not done for the day. But it might get a little less something. We won't take a break quite yet. How about we go to Black Hills Fisheries Plan?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, at your January meeting of the Commission, you had a presentation from Jake Davis on an overview of the 2020 to 2024 Black Hills Fisheries Plan. These fisheries plans within the aquatics portion of the department are where we drill down more from the department plan level. And last year, all of the fisheries plans across the state except the Black Hills were revised and those revisions adopted by the Commission. With the Black Hills plan, it's a complicated enough one that we wanted to do it justice and address it on its own. And that plan has been out for public comment since the January meeting. There was a presentation at the outdoor campus west where questions were answered and comments were taken on the plan. And in total, for comments received, there were 17. 10 were in support. 6 had specific comments about certain characteristics of management in the Black Hills. Some of those included improving access and stocking larger trout, unrestricted harvest of rock bass and pike, concerns that lake trout in Deerfield would impact the rainbow trout fishery, impacts of spearing of pike, and management of wild trout. The two most common comments, though, had to do with walleye management and smallmouth bass management in the Black Hills. And for smallmouth bass management, we have introduced and are actively managing populations in Sheridan, Stockade, and Bismarck. And for walleye management, beginning in 2017, we've been stocking walleyes in Sheridan and Stockade Lake. Stockings occurred in those in 2017 and then again in 2019. And there are some fish being seen from both of those years of stocking events in each lake. There have been some caught, but they're not being harvested, and they're not really at a size yet where you'd expect a lot of contribution to the harvest in a fishery. But that program is continuing. And overall, the other comments that were received, staff in the Rapid City office met, and they believe that they're either currently included in the plan or are a part of standard management operations for that office. And there was no need to modify the plan to address any comments that were provided by the public. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Comments? We need a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Are we down, Tom, to refuge meeting update? Or Kevin, is that you? I think that's where we're at.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. I just wanted to give an update on how our refuge meeting went. We had a refuge meeting, it was February 19th, I believe, over in Fort Pier at the Commerce Building there, and we had we invited 35 folks, 16 folks from the public came and attended that meeting. We talked all things refuges up and down the Missouri River. It was a good meeting, lots of data was presented, a lot of weather data, a lot of migratory bird data, a lot of banding data. from Canada, North Dakota, Montana, Nebraska, Kansas. We got the holistic look at refuges up and down the Missouri. Lots of great questions were fielded. Commissioner Sharp was there leading the discussion as well, and I thought it was a very good discussion. And I'll let him chime in as well to kind of lay out some of those themes that were heard. But at the end of the day, we do have some more data to collect and provide the group. There was some action items pertaining to signage. There was some action items that we need to get the notes back out to the group and follow up with the group, and the department plans to do so. But very productive meeting, I thought. I want to thank those folks that took time out of their day to attend. And the conversation isn't over. It's just begun, and we will continue those conversations. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Sharp to field his thoughts as well.
Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here chiming. you know, it was a good meeting, and you know, prime example of where, you know, we talk science, and there's just so many ways to look at issues, and the waterfowl one and the refuge thing is just another prime example of where, you know, we're going to push back against some of the science a little bit, because we've got to try and do some things to try and keep more waterfowl in the area. Migratory patterns have changed substantially. We talked crop reports. I'm going to get the years wrong, but in 2000, North Dakota and Canada raised less than 300,000 acres of corn and soybeans, and now they're both upwards of 3 million acres of corn and soybeans. The ducks that used to come down here and had to stop for lunch and get their energy so they could go farther south now have enough energy coming from the north with all the crop up there that they don't necessarily need to stop here. The migratory pattern is now that comes down through Montana, Wyoming. So many things have changed. North Dakota's facing the same challenges we are. Iowa's facing some of the same things. So we're going to be looking at some stuff that's, you know, going to be not necessarily proven by science, but I think it's as important to prove what doesn't work as it is to prove what does work. So as Kevin alluded to, I've got a bunch of notes I still have to get to him, but, you know, we're taking a hard look at the refuges. We're going to be looking at possibly some take-line refuges with no activity if we can figure out how to work with CORE on some of those things. Do we know for sure that will work? No. There's no science that says it will. Do we know for sure that it won't work to hold some ducks if they're not bothered? We don't know that either, going back to almost the roosting area. So good meeting. But a lot of conversation was spent lamenting on the fact that things are not what they used to be. And that's, you know, and that's human nature. So knowing that things aren't what they used to be, we're going to be trying some different stuff, and hopefully some of what we try, you know, may help. So good meeting. I was appreciative of the people that came there, and it was a good discussion without getting too spirited. Because again, we recognized that not everybody was going to agree with all our ideas, but all ideas were going to be put on the paper and flushed out and putting it back in the hands of everybody who participated on how they want to proceed from there. So Kevin did a great job of leading the meeting and taking notes, so I thought it was real positive.
Any other questions, comments? That's good, because that's a really hard subject. Really. Another one of the many. That's good, though. Thank you.